Heck of a ball game to be a part of. You knew it was going to be tough here. It's a tough place to play. Having spent 3 years here, part of the organization, is, you know, a tremendous time in my life. A while back, I got to see a lot of those people, good people that are still here. But anyway, on to the game. It was a great game, a great finish. Back and forth affair. You know, our ability to come back, you know, Derek to come back against a really good defense and come back and lead us to a victory like he did, and us to do enough defensively to get a stop right there when they've got a field goal kicker that's out of this world. Big quarterback that got hot there in the second half, and so it was a heck of a win for us. So, you know, real proud of a couple things, and we have, you know, some young guys that are playing. Now we got a bunch of young guys. We had a rookie right tackle. As an offensive line, we don't allow any sacks. Now, he had a couple holding calls, which is okay protecting our guy. But we got two sacks and they got none. And we ended up forcing three fumbles on the day. Didn't recover them all, but it was a good job of going after the ball. And, you know, at the end of the day, just a really gritty win. A great road win against a really good football team, and I'm very proud of our guys. So, questions?
Jack, you went for it on fourth and one in the fourth quarter. Do you want that to be kind of part of your team's identity, and your identity that you're not afraid to go
with? Well, I mean, I'm not looking at it in terms of, you know, trying to establish an identity or any of that. I'm doing the things that I think are best for our team to win in those different situations. There were a couple other times in the game where I elected to, you know, punt or whatever the case may be. So, really, it's always going to come down to the way I try and talk about it when asked, is that I'm going to have the courage to do what I think is the right thing for the football team in any given situation.
Even before you guys got a couple sacks, it seemed like the pass rush all game long was making an impact. Do you feel like they were, you know, really impacting?
Our guys are rushing really hard. You know, I thought there were some drag downs that will end up, you know, usually come back and say, yeah, we probably could have called holding there. But, you know, it's a tough deal, you know. Officials is it's a tough game, a lot of judgment calls, and we're not getting as many as I'm seeing, you know, the way they're trying to hold off our edge rushers, and we've got a couple guys that are pretty darn good, and, you know, it's natural they're going to want to grab them a little bit. We'll keep working, though. We'll keep working. I think as you see coverage and rush go together, it'll get better and better. I thought it was really good for glimpses, and then a couple times we broke down and didn't do it the way we need to, but, again, I'll go back and correct. No problem correcting.
Jack, every one of Michael Crabtree's touchdown passes seemed more impressive than the previous. I mean, how impressive has he been for you in these 2 years that he's been with you guys?
I said it on the TV show that we do each week. You know, he's been sensational since day one. You know, being with us. I mean, the guy's a real pro. He's a tough guy. He loves football. You know, he's really competitive. Got great hands. I played with a guy named Chris Carter who had exceptional hands. I think Crab has those kind of hands. I think he's exceptional. And he's playing really well for us.
Anything about him surprised you from not knowing him before to when you got here?
He's been a great leader for us. You know, there were questions, you know, that were brought up has not been a part of what we're getting. You know, we're getting a guy that's a great teammate who, you know, works hard every day, who very friendly for the quarterback, and so yeah, we're really glad we have him.
What does it say to you about a young quarterback to put together a drive like that if the game kind of turned very quickly?
Yeah, well, we have every confidence that Four can get it done and lead us. Very poised, making great decisions. Some tough sledding there against a really good defense, and he just continues to play at a high level, making good decisions for the team. Really, you know, getting his feet right to make accurate throws. And, you know, smart, tough, and accurate, what we have in Derek, and I'm really proud of him.
Two weeks ago, we were ready to run your defense out of town. Now, they're making all kind of plays before the game today. Was it difficult to turn around, or was it here and there?
Yeah, we've got a good group of guys working very hard that take pride in doing the things it takes to help this football team, and so I'm pleased with the way we continue to work at it, and we're going to continue to improve as we go throughout the year.
Would you like to see a
Yeah, I mean, I think our guys were very gritty. That was a good effort throughout. I mean, I think the guys are battling, and where we're coming up a little short, we'll improve. But we've got a good group of guys, very prideful, and we'll continue to work at it.
Was this just another step for Carl? It seemed like, I mean, I know the last drive, you get them coming off on blitzes, and just what did you think of the way he played?
Yeah, I think he had a pretty solid showing. I mean, I need to, you know, watch all the film and find out, you know, where we can do things better. Again, the three rookies that are starting, you know, I feel like 57 was involved in a lot of action. Some of the things that are going on will be cleaned up for him. I think he'll, as he gains experience, will be more consistent in what we need him to do. Carl's doing a nice job. Hottie's been rugged. He's been, you know, gives great effort. He'll continue to grow from the experience. So I think, you know, where we have some young guys that are playing, they're going to grow from these experiences, and we're going to need them to grow because we need to improve as we go through the season.
Is that on that 4th and 1, was there a play called, or was it a hard count to try to get them to jump?
You're talking about the one we got them to jump on? Yeah, we had a play called, yeah.
Do you have any updates on Lee or Malcolm?
I'm sorry now?
Do you have any updates on Lee or Malcolm?
Injury-wise, 86 was not able to return, 53 was not able to return. 86 with a leg, 53 with a groin. Who else? Yeah, he's got a leg. I think he would have been able to return. So.
You guys are 3-0 down the road. Is that just a sign of resolve getting better and players kind of developing a confidence in the toughness of the bottom?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, we really at some point stop talking about the time zones and all that. I think good football teams find a way to play well wherever they are. You know, there are some things you have to do as a team, and we've embraced that, you know, in terms of traveling and being able to, you know, cross, you know, time zones like we do and play an early time zone like we're asked to do for whatever reason. League likes to put us in that window. And so, you know, we're going to need to do well in it. So I think we've learned how to travel well. I think the guys, you know, take on that challenge. We're going to have to travel well all year. We've got extensive travel, and so it'll be important that we continue to, you know, take care of business regardless of where we are.
Thank you more, guys.
Okay. All right, thank you.